I'm David Roche for WNPR News. Schools across Connecticut are trying to take a bite out of behavior problems with dogs. Across the Connecticut, 200 schools are using shelter dogs and other animals to teach kids social and emotional skills.
Why do you think that's a bad decision? Think about it.
At Hanover Elementary School in Meriden, Desiree Riley's kindergarten class is reading a book about a badger that bullies a raccoon. There's a moment in the book when the raccoon has to make a choice about how to handle the bully.
So you think raccoon is going to ask badger to be friends with him because he recognizes that he feels lonely? And is that a good or bad decision?
Good.
Why is it good? Why is it a good decision? We talked about that word empathy. I know it's a tricky word.
In her hand, Riley holds Murphy the Mudigree. He's a puppy puppet. And he's part of the Mudigrees curriculum, which uses shelter animals, or Mudigrees, to teach kids skills like empathy and resiliency. Researchers at Yale developed a program with the North Shore Animal League, which is one of the largest no-kill shelters in the country. The program has two main goals, says Yale's Mattia Finn-Stevenson.
Enhance awareness of Mudigrees, shelter pets, and to prevent mental health problems among children, to enhance their ability to overcome problems.
Dogs occasionally visit the classes, but it mostly involves lessons around a shelter dog's experience. For example, kids are asked to fill out a worksheet showing the people in their life who are there for them. Then they're asked to show who's there for a Mudigree.
Children identify, well, okay, here is a Mudigree, lives in a shelter. Who is there for Mudigrees? Who is there to help Mudigrees? So they have to think not only about themselves, but about Mudigrees. And that's, you know, thinking about other people, that gets into empathy.
In addition to empathy, the curriculum also works on building resiliency, says program manager Kay Hammerson.
There's really no greater example of resiliency than the shelter pet.
Some kids come to class without having breakfast or with no parental support. Some might even also live in a shelter.
The curriculum kind of helps provide skills to build resiliency in kids. So even kids who come from circumstances that might not be as easy can still grow.
Social and emotional skills are often cited as key indicators for how well students do later in life. A Columbia University study found that for every dollar invested in social and emotional learning programs, there was a return of over $11. That's because students who are able to understand what they're feeling and express it in a healthy way turn out to be more productive as adults. The program's been around for about 6 years. They're currently collecting data to see how effective it's been. But there's another benefit outside the classroom that's happening.
Everybody in?
The Meriden Humane Society isn't too far from Hanover Elementary. The no-kill shelter houses scores of cats and dogs, and even the occasional reptile or farm animal. Today, there are several empty cages, a few more than in past years.
Wondering, is adoption specifically, do you think there's been like any kind of uptick?
There's been a pretty big increase on that.
That's Marlena DiBianco. She runs the Meriden shelter.
I think the more awareness you give to people, the more they're apt to come on in.
Back at Hanover Elementary, teacher Desiree Riley says she's already seen an improvement in the way kids self-regulate.
I'm noticing that they're a little bit more understanding. You know, it's funny because kindergartners are very nosy. and so I've noticed a big change in that this year.
Dogs can also be used to teach kids about stereotypes and being different. So-called bully breeds, like pit bulls and Rottweilers, are sometimes brought to class, and kids are also taught how to read body language by watching the dogs. Meriden is considering expanding the program to other grades. Yale researchers say it will be considered a success when all shelter animals have a home and all kids have the social and emotional skills they need to take their next steps. David DeRoche, WNPR News.